Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, thanks for having us on with you, and thanks for letting us get in your car this afternoon and take that ride home with you. But just remember, when you leave the car in the garage or in your driveway tonight, keep the radio set on News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow morning, Andrew will be there and filling in on what's happening here. We're going to be talking about some interesting things here. In about an hour from right now, they're opening up Ferris Hill for the cold weather shelter. And, of course, you're a big part of this afternoon because you have all the information on the declining weather temps and things going on in the area. And it's going to be a cold night, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Especially when you account what you mentioned last hour. Any wind chill that comes in? Yeah, I'm sure it could be... a teeth-chattering cold.
Yeah, well, listen, inflation ticked higher. I can go ahead and say a lot higher in November as prices soared for consumers, leaving the Fed with fresh data right ahead of their meeting next week when another interest rate cut could potentially be announced. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of how much everyday goods like gasoline, groceries, and rent costs, rose in November while ticking up to 2.7% on an annual basis. And now, as I say this, today, the Labor Department took a look into the Consumer Price Index, which showed inflation still maintaining real high numbers. Fox's Business's Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The White House, though, trying to rewrite history when it comes to inflation and the economy. The White House economic advisor Leo Brainard, in a statement about this report, saying this, quote, for 4 months now in a row, inflation has been close to the level right before the pandemic. But the fact is, year-over-year inflation is 2.7% in this report and inching up. In February of 2020, right before the country locked down, inflation was 2.3% in economic terms. It's not that close. And then 1.4% the month President Biden took office.
All right. In just about 14, 15 minutes or so, just before the Fox News break at 5:30, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Children's Chorus, Christmas on the Coast.
That is a dynamite show.
Yes, got a very very simple prompt for you that we'll let you text into. But once again, it's coming up in just under 15
also
minutes.
No questions. This is not a question.
No, it's not going to be a question.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I'm excited about this.
We're on
one.
The edge of our seats.
This is cool.
5:15 here, though. So for now, we'll just get a first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and on 9 Mile Road, traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. Navarre Parkway has got a lot of issues. If you are traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, you are being backed up closer to Mary Esther. It is very heavy traffic. Standstill, it looks like.
Watch the four letters fly.
Yes, watch them fly. And hopefully they won't get picked up on our mics here. Right now it's 51 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Wind will make that cooler. Tomorrow, beautiful day though. High of 57, low of 44, and sunny, clear skies.
Okay, 5:17, News Radio 92.3. While we're talking about getting back on the road here, Ice Flyers are back on the road Friday and Saturday. Pensacola matching up against Quad City. Next time we actually see the good guys on home ice will be Saturday, December 21st against Huntsville. Puck dropping, of course, 7:05 in the Bay Center. There's one lady in Washington who's going, oh, no. Speaking about Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she is now admitting that the Biden administration has not done enough to address the deficit. We've all been talking about this one. Edward Lawrence comes back in the studio here with more on this story.
President Joe Biden has signed more than $7 trillion in spending into law. That is second only to the last administration, which needed the money to combat COVID spending. So now we hear this. Listen to this.
I am concerned about fiscal sustainability, and I am sorry that we haven't made more progress.
So under the Biden administration, total debt held by the public increased by almost $8.5 trillion, an increase of more than 30% while they're in office, due in part to runaway spending. Now, some Federal Reserve members pointed to that government spending as pushing inflation. So Americans saw inflation rise. The Biden administration started spending taxpayer money, sort of coincided with the two, long before the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Man. All right.
So if you're driving along 98, this afternoon. No, because I'm going to tie this in here because this is a very... you were talking about backups.
I was.
Navarre.
A
that
ton.
Area. Okay, so Eglin, we've talked about it this past week here, is continuing their nighttime training. This goes on through tomorrow. Residents in the area could potentially hear loud noises, something we actually call the sound of freedom around here, from the 58th and 60th Fighter Squadrons. The aircraft will conduct missions starting about 12 minutes from right now till 7:30. So I'm sure if you're stuck in traffic, you're going to probably hear
sounds of freedom.
A little bit of noise this afternoon.
Okay, that's the tie-in you were talking about. I thought you were about to say that Edward Lawrence story. I'm going to tie it into Highway 98.
You know,
I'd love to see this.
I have a method to my madness sometimes.
All righty. I mentioned this just before we sent it over to WEAR at the top of this hour. The Federal Trade Commission sending out refund payments to more than 620,000 Epic Games customers and Fortnite players that were tricked into making unwanted purchases. It's part of a $245 million settlement that the company agreed to pay back a couple years ago in order to resolve allegations that it used unlawful billing practices known as dark patterns in order to deceive players into unknowingly making purchases. The FTC said the average individual refund payment will be around $114. So, I'm not a mathematician, but yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of bucks.
Yeah, and it's part of that $245 million settlement, so pretty pennies.
Okay, 519 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for having us on, and we appreciate that space in the car today. Hey, it's kind of like... Let me kind of use some of Bob Dylan's words for you. Remember Bob Dylan? Okay, good. Times, they are a-changing.
Yes.
All right. AT&T is confirming plans to eliminate the traditional landline phone service, including here in Florida, by 2029. AT&T's decision will impact all states except California. According to a recent survey, only about 2.2% of Florida consumers use a landline. More than three-quarters of Americans live in homes without landlines. 70% of adults, 87% of children don't have them at the end of the 2023 year. So, it's time. I guess it's just time to move on. And while we're talking about antiquated things, back in the late 60s, early 70s, I believe it was, there was ABC television did a show called The Mod Squad.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Do you remember this? The surviving member of the Mod Squad has passed away, and Monica DeLuca has the story for us.
Michael Cole, who played Pete Cochran, one of the three young cops on the ABC series The Mod Squad, has died. The series aired from 1968 to 1973, co-starring Peggy Lipton and Clarence Williams III. After The Mod Squad, Cole worked on shows including Murder, She Wrote, Fantasy Island, Wonder Woman, and The Love Boat. He also played the adult Henry Bowers in Stephen King's 1990 It miniseries and appeared on General Hospital. Michael Cole was 84. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Alrighty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got two high-end real estate agents that are now being accused of sex trafficking in some pretty deep-running trafficking ring, apparently. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Don from Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where she is sharing information on the Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus care model for seniors and how this is different from a primary care visit. Tune in to call in or text your questions for Don to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to fight breast cancer right here in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Join Ballet Pensacola's artistic director, Stefano Candreva, and professional dancers this Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel for the upcoming Nutcracker Ballet. This beloved holiday tradition will now feature five magical performances from December 20th through 22nd at the historic Sanger Theater. Tickets at Sanger Box Office or Ticketmaster.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Todd with Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Mar Shandy with Burns Estate Planning and wishing you guys a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
This is Kaylee from Wave Men's Health wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Kimberly Blair with Florida Power and Light in Pensacola. We want to wish you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Radio 92.3, a little bit of Sticks from the Machine, Chris Bryan and Austin Price.
Yes.
Really a nice afternoon. I'm having a kind of a nice day today. It's not so bad. Really nice temperatures. I enjoy the cool temperatures. It's going to drop down a lot.
Yeah, not going to be as enjoyable this evening.
It's going to be one of those get your long underwear days out. So. I've already broken them in, let me tell you here. Powerball coming up tonight, $30 million, $14.5 million. That's your cash option out the door. Mega Millions on Friday, $670 million, $317.8 million out the door. And while we're talking about winning the lottery and participating, just in time for the holidays, the Florida Lottery has launched three new scratch-off games. Do you play these scratch-off games?
No, not me personally.
Okay, Ultimate VIP Cash Word, Platinum Mine 9 times, and 2025. Those are the new games offering millions in cash prizes. Over 14 million winning tickets and are available starting today.
Wow, really?
There you go. Knock yourself out.
Just past 525. Yeah,
I don't have any luck at that stuff.
Just past 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River. Worst looking spot right now, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. That's got you backed up past the Hurlburt Field area closer to Mary Esther. And then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 51 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight, but it's clear skies. Should be a beautiful evening. As for tomorrow, speaking of beautiful, high of 57, low of 44, sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, Escambia County is doing something really nice here. They want to help drivers who have suspended driver's licenses. In other words, like maybe here's your second chance. Maybe
yeah.
You learn from the first time around. Law enforcement and court officials are holding a restoration clinic, that's what they call it, to help individuals get back on the road legally. The program is available. This is where the catch is, because it goes quick. I mean, real fast. The program's available for the first 150 people who register online for the March 28th event at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown. I would recommend taking care of that tomorrow.
Yes.
If you're in this situation, because believe me, there's 150 places, gone. Hey, don't you have some business to do this hour?
Yes, I do, and I was just about to do it. 528 here. I'm giving away a pair of tickets to Christmas on the Coast. It's by Pensacola's Children's Chorus at the Singer Theater. All right, very easy prompt that you can text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. Just let me know what we're talking about singing Christmas songs here. Just let me know your favorite Christmas song. That's all you got to do. And a lot of people are going to be thinking of the shortest named Christmas song possible so they can get it in as ASAP. But once again, just text into 850-437-1620 your favorite Christmas song, and you can win this pair of tickets to Christmas on the Coast by Pensacola Children's Chorus at the Singer Theater.
That's an easy contest.
Yes. Hopefully so. I'll check the text line shortly.
Cold temperatures. We're talking about that this afternoon. Are projected to move back into the freezing arena tonight, this holiday season. Remember, the four P's, here they are: pets, people, pipes, and plants. Seems like I've been saying that for like over 30 years or so. Just keep pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks of older family, friends, and neighbors. Please check on your neighbors if they're elderly. Leave faucets dripping to prevent frozen busted pipes. And it is a great idea to cover outdoor plants or bring the potted plants inside. I have got to watch my Satsuma tree that I planted 2 years ago. And it started actually generating fruit. So I have one Satsuma on my tree, but they always say after the first bloom like this, then it starts cranking. I did. So I'm a real farmer out there.
All right.
Me and my Satsuma. I'm going to take a picture and I'll bring it in and show you my Satsuma tree.
All righty, sir. Mentioned this before the break. Two high-end real estate agents known for selling swanky properties from New York to Miami to Los Angeles. Accused of sex trafficking, realtors Tal and Oren Alexander, along with their brother Alan, have been indicted by a federal grand jury in Manhattan on conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. And it's alleged that the trio, along with other men, repeatedly and violently sexually assaulted and raped dozens of victims from 2010 to 2021. It's also alleged that they used their position of wealth in real estate to arrange travel and accommodations and lure pre-selected victims to events to be sexually assaulted.
All right. Now, what's that text number again?
850-437-1620.
Tickets coming your way. From News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Bureau employees today he will resign his post.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January. And then step down.
President-elect Trump has already named Kash Patel as his nominee for incoming FBI director. The House passing a massive military funding bill. Fox's Ryan Schmelz with details from Washington.
The $895 billion National Defense Authorization Act passing the House. The bill greenlights the military budget for the next fiscal year. Some Democrats had issues with the bill over a ban on providing transgender medical treatment for minors by the Department of Defense and a prohibition on funding for promoting critical race theory.
The measure now goes to the Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. With investors fretting that pressure from lawmakers and patients will force changes to healthcare companies' business models, shares of that industry's major players tumbled today. United Health Group and Cigna skidded about 5.5% each, while CVS slid more than 6%. Those skids are likely a response to new bipartisan legislation that aims to break up so-called pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Meanwhile, technology shares powered higher, lifting the NASDAQ Composite Index up a sharp 1.75% to its first-ever close above 20,000. The S&P 500 today rebounded 49 points, but the Dow Industrials lost ground again, shedding 99. After the close today, Adobe issued disappointing guidance for the first quarter. This even as the Photoshop maker's just-ended fiscal fourth quarter results topped expectations. Shares of Adobe are tumbling. They're down about 8% in after-hours trading. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Galvin, Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. Rory McIlroy spent more than 100 weeks as the world's number one golfer during his career so far. Along with Tiger Woods and also Jack Nicklaus, Rory is one of only three players to win four majors by the age of 25. Now at the age of 35, he'll be teeing it up for the first time for TGL and Team Boston Common Golf on January 27th, going up against Tiger Woods' squad, the Jupiter Links Golf Club. I'm Zach Gell.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, layoffs on the line call. Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into six teams. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. And tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up, it's golf.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves.
Find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our conversation with David Josephs, the head of Lakeview, about what is and is not mental health. Also talked with Mayor Reeves about airport capacity, the Pallet House plan, and also the Bay Center. Did some analysis of the Congressional District 1 race with Jimmy Patronis and the others now that Jimmy's gotten the Matt Gaetz endorsement. And don't look now, but the Santa Rosa County Commission meetings are running well. I know, right? You can listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price doing a little more Queen for you.
Yeah, when I actually made this list of bumper songs a day in advance. So when we were talking about, you know, we've had a lot of Queen yesterday, I was like, okay, we're going to have a little bit more tomorrow.
All right. You know why that can happen?
Why is that?
Because you make the decisions.
Yeah, I'm
You're the big guy around here. Hey, AAA's projected a lot of travelers this Christmas holiday, almost 120 million from Saturday the 21st. To Wednesday the 1st, 107 million expected to be on the roads, 7.8 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. I bring this to the fact that we always like to drop in out at Pensacola International, check the board out for you. I do this in case you have to pick somebody up this time of year. You won't have to wait if the flight's been delayed or canceled or so. So here's the latest information of the board actually is looking pretty good. There are a few flights of question I want to go over with you. Coming out of Charlotte tonight, 5567. That's your flight number. Touchdown, 610. Now about 7 o'clock this evening. Coming up out of Miami, it's an American flight, 3719. Touchdown, 627. Now a little bit about 650. It's running about 20 minutes late on that side. Coming up out of Orlando, Silver Flight 60. Touchdown at 710. Has been delayed. Now, you're not going to like this one. Till 10:30 this evening. That's a three-hour late flight. And then this, if you thought it got worse, it got worse. You ready? Washington Reagan's the airport. It's an American flight, 5544. Wheels touchdown, 9:37. Not tonight, it won't. That flight has been canceled. So I just want to give you a heads up. So if you're heading to the airport like at 9:30 tonight waiting to pick somebody up, it's not going to happen. But, as always, I always remind you, though, the best rule of thumb, call your local carrier and get the latest information.
Absolutely. Also, just want to give some congratulations. Congratulations are in order to Janet from Pensacola.
All right, Janet.
Yeah, she won the pair of tickets to Christmas on the Coast by Pensacola Children's Chorus at the Sanger Theater. And her favorite Christmas song, apparently, is Silver Bells. She says she's a
nice
loyal listener.
Nice selection there.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for winning those tickets. Or I guess I should say you're welcome.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, another NFL game to be played across the pond over in Europe. Just been announced here. Jared Max has the story for us.
Since the 2022 season, the NFL has played regular season games in Germany, in Frankfurt and Munich. Next season, the NFL will play a game in the German capital of Berlin. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell stated, "We first held a preseason game at the Olympic Stadium 34 years ago, before it was home to NFL Europe's Berlin Thunder in the early 2000s. Now with almost 20 million NFL fans in Germany, we'll make an historic return to the city, playing a regular season game for the first time as we open the next chapter in our relationship with Berlin. The NFL International Series can feature up to as many as 8 games starting next season, including one game in Madrid, the capital of Spain, for the first time. The participants for the 2025 game in Berlin will get determined at a later date." Jared Max, Fox News.
You got to admit that Michigan-Ohio State game was something.
Yes, it was.
And I think probably the most exciting thing was the after the game.
Yeah, well, it was a very competitive game, low scoring, big upset, right
high
in
emotions,
rivalry week.
High emotions.
Oh, absolutely. And they say it's one of the best rivalries in college football. And this time, especially emotionally, as you said, Chris, yes, kind of proved it.
Well, yeah, you know, because what has come out of this? Well, a new law is being proposed in Ohio in response to the recent flag planting incident at the recent Michigan game.
Yes.
Here's Fox with all the information for you.
The annual Ohio State-Michigan game has seen some contentious moments over the years, but none more than this year's game in Columbus, where several Michigan players planted their school's flag at midfield after upsetting the home team, causing fights to break out and police to use pepper spray. But now an Ohio State lawmaker has introduced a bill that would make flag planting at Ohio Stadium a felony. The OHIO Sportsmanship Act, sponsored by Republican Representative Josh Williams, says whoever violates the new law would be guilty of a fifth-degree felony, which comes with a prison sentence of 6 to 12 months. But House Speaker Jason Stevens says the bill won't have enough time to get passed before the General Assembly wraps its session next week. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
You being a sports aficionado, didn't the college level fine schools if the students rushed the basketball courts last year?
They fine you if you rush the field of play. I think that's a thing in both football and basketball. They fine the university if you tear the goalpost down.
Right.
Yeah, no, they fine you for this stuff. Yeah. So I'm sure that you know, some schools will just be willing to take the fine, I guess.
Crazy day in downtown Pensacola. I just got to just say, I'm going to frame it right under the word crazy. Noontime, 12:15, power goes out. 800 customers affected. It stayed off until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Florida Power and Light confirming those outages happening in downtown. Also, they affected, and this is where it's kind of, I would say, serious, the local railroad crossings were inactive. Mm. And so you had to be real careful around that. The outages now resolved, according to my good friend Jeff Hunt, who I was at his business when this all came down on Balin Street. Said it got ugly, but everything's okay now.
It got ugly,
from the streets
but
of
all things must pass.
That's right.
Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hopefully that's not too ugly for you. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. We always have that problem. But if you are traveling eastbound passing Highway 29 heading in the opposing direction there, but towards the same area, we do have some backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Outside of that, worst looking spot, far and away, Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area, you are going to be backed up past Hurlburt Field, closer to Mary Esther, so very heavily backed up. Outside of that, it's just some minor congestion here and there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 51 degrees. Not too bad. Kind of getting chillier, especially with that wind, but it's got nothing on the low tonight. 38 degrees, clear skies this evening. Heading into tomorrow, high of 57, low of 44, sunny, clear, and dare I say, beautiful day, Chris.
There you go for it. Just knock yourself out. 5:44, News Radio 92.3. Sad story. Just let me throw it out there for you. A staple in downtown Pensacola is shutting its doors. The Aragon Cafe on 9th Avenue closing after 7 years in business. The owners say economic challenges just too brutal.
So I think people are just saying they're just not spending money like they used to. So honestly, I think that's what's done it. But the last 3 months have been probably the worst 3 months we've had in business in a couple of years.
Okay, that's General Manager Corey Earns saying people just aren't spending money due to the state of the economy. Aragon, by the way, has been open since 2017. They will shut those doors final time Sunday night.
All right. You know, you were talking about outages earlier, power outage in downtown. Yeah. Well, Meta-operated apps were suffering outages this afternoon. Down detector showed more than 150,000 users reported issues with Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Reports about the problems began to spike just before noon our time. Users in L.A., San Francisco, Boston, and New York had reported encountering issues. And in a statement, Meta said if it was aware a technical issue was impacting some users' ability to access their apps, and said that they worked to get things back to normal as quickly as possible. Yeah, you know, that's the problem when you have all of these companies under an umbrella, all the more are more likely to be affected. I noticed this was in big cities as well, so I don't know if there was like an override, so to speak, a regional one. I'm not a technological expert, but just spitballing here.
Just what?
Spitballing.
What is that?
You never heard that?
No.
If you're spitballing, like you're just spitballing ideas. Oh. You're brainstorming.
All righty now. Okay, as the race for the District 1 congressional seat moves into 25, we now know who former Congressman Matt Gaetz is watching. He posted this message on his X page yesterday.
It looks like there's going to be really a lot of talent in that race. Here's what I just wanted to share as an observation. Jimmy Patronis just resigned as the chief financial officer of the state to come and seek this position. And this should validate the people of Florida's first district. Here's why. This guy was a statewide elected official.
Okay, now he's going to, you know, Matt's going to feel the way we feel. He's going to be on the other side of the fence here because what I'm talking about. Matt is going to be a new talk show host on the OAN News Network. He starts next month. So he's going to hear our side of the presentations we make to get the interview in reversal. So Matt Gaetz moving into a new gig, and that happens next month. Sad story here, but you know what? This story, frame it as this, a story, movies are made. Just remember that, okay?
Okay.
11-year-old girl survived 3 days adrift in the Mediterranean Sea, clinging to rubber tubes for survival. Jonathan Savage has the story.
The unnamed girl says she was among 45 people trying to get to Europe from Africa across the Mediterranean Sea. When a storm hit, their metal boat sank in seconds. All the others are presumed dead. Rescuers were on their way to another emergency when they heard her calls for help. The 11-year-old was wearing a life jacket and had two rubber tubes around her waist. She'd been adrift for 3 days and has now been handed over to authorities in Italy. The International Organization for Migration says more than 30,000 migrants have died crossing the Mediterranean in the past 10 years. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
As you said, Chris, that is definitely something that you could see a movie being made out of.
Absolutely. It reminded me when I first read the copy, it reminded me that the Tom Hanks FedEx movie that was made when he crashed in the airplane and was, kind of.
Chris, I kid you not, and maybe it's just because I saw a portion of that film just the other day. When we were listening to that story about Jonathan Savage there, that is the exact movie I was thinking of, about Captain Sully. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow, what are the odds of that? All right. Here's something
not
that is...
Not much, probably.
Here's something that is completely unrelated. You like apples, Chris?
I love fruit. I love apples.
All right, well, then you're in luck, because a new type of apple has been created at Washington State University, and it now has a name. It was called Washington 64. It's a hybrid between Honeycrisp and Pink Lady apples. It'll be called Sunflare and come from public suggestions, and it came from public suggestions. It's the third apple to be created through Washington State University's breeding program following the release of Cosmic Crisp in 2019. It'll take 5 years to grow enough trees to send the apples to market. So, man, it sounds like Washington State University kind of beginning to monopolize the apple breeding game.
What this is doing is giving me fuel for fire. I'm going to go mess with a produce manager at Publix. I'm going to say, I want the Apple 64, please.
I want the Sunflare.
Could you get me the Apple 64, please?
Yeah, and they're going to be like, sir, I don't know
get
what you're
out.
Talking about.
Just get out.
I didn't go to Wazoo.
Hit the door. See you later. Then there were five. Austin, not good here. The annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign has added three additional red bulbs to the fire safety wreath. Mm. Well, blazes were reported on Hill Drive. That is in the Brent community, a residential structure fire over on Bowman Avenue in Cantonment. And firefighters responded to a multi-residential fire that happened in the 3500 block of Mobile Highway. They may just kind of remind you here, during the month-long campaign, wreaths are on display at county, city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fires with damage, a green light bulb is replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes during the holidays.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Absolutely. 551 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the rate of inflation once again on the rise. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'll have a Christmas.
Here's Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. That was a monster hit. Oh, big Elvis.
I love that song.
I do too. I like Elvis stuff. So, yeah, nice song. Nice selection today. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for letting us jump in that car with you and take the ride home with you. Yeah, do appreciate that. New poll showing Americans not in so much favor of President Biden's pardoning of his son, Hunter. CJ Papa has more on the story.
The survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that a relatively small share of Americans strongly or somewhat approve of the pardon. About half of those surveyed responded that they strongly or somewhat disapprove, and about 2 in 10 neither approve nor disapprove. Among Democrats, about 4 in 10 gave a thumbs up to the pardon, while about 3 in 10 the thumbs down on the controversial decision by President Biden, who had repeatedly said he would not issue a pardon to his son. The poll of 1,251 adults was conducted over the last few days. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Alrighty, 5:55 on the nose here as we speak. So we'll get you one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Not too much going on everywhere else, but we do have two problems of note. All right, so I-10. We mentioned how we had some congestion if you were traveling eastbound towards the Highway 29 area coming from Pine Forest Road. We do have some heavy congestion there, and we have had some callers and texters letting us know that it is an accident, it appears. So we will keep an eye on that. Hopefully that congestion will start to break up sooner rather than later.
And I hope nobody got hurt.
Absolutely. And the other major spot is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. Still have predominantly standstill traffic pushing you back past Hurlburt Field closer to the Mariester area. As for the weather. We're sitting at around 51 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight. And Chris, you and I were doing some math.
Some calculations.
Yeah, some
the
calculations.
Word is calculations.
Yeah, there it is. That's too big of a word for me. But when we were just about to come in from break, we were talking about the wind chill.
Right.
According to this, it says that the wind speed is going to be around 13 miles per hour at max. And that could have it, assuming that the low is around 38, that could have it feeling more like 30. You say.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It will really drop that down there. So be prepared tonight. But watch the space heaters. Let me just go, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Remind them of
remind
that.
Remind everybody, the 3-foot zone for space heaters. And what I'm saying is the front of the space heater, go out 3 feet in kind of all the way around, 360 degrees around the unit, and leave that completely open. Because so many home fires and residential fires, those space heaters get hooked up onto like a blanket or something
We've
like that.
We've been talking about adding
Absolutely
the red bulbs.
Absolutely right. So just be careful. It's going to get cold, but if you have a space heater, please be extra careful in turning that on this holiday season. Hey, Christmas shipping deadline's quickly approaching. I feel it's my duty to make you aware of this.
All right.
December 13th is the deadline to ship using FedEx Ground Economy. December 18th is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage service. Now, December 19th, couple of things here. The last day for USPS Priority Mail and also the last day for UPS 3-day select. Rule of thumb for UPS this time of year at this point, contact them directly to get a more accurate reading on when your packages will get there in time for Christmas. Or they will not. At least they'll let you know exactly what's going on. Hey, there's a new musical coming up, and I'm very excited about it. A guy's name's Paul Mescal. He is set to star in Sony's Beatles movie. Ready for this one? Michelle Pollino all over it.
Ridley Scott confirmed that the star of his film Gladiator II, Paul Mescal, is set to star in Sam Mendes' upcoming Beatles films. Scott, in conversation with Christopher Nolan at the Directors Guild of America, said that while he wants his next project to star Mescal, Mescal's schedule may prevent the Gladiator II pair from reuniting on a new film. While the casting of Mescal has not been confirmed by the studio, Mescal has been rumored to be a top choice to play Paul McCartney in the upcoming 4 films by Mendes. Each film will be released theatrically and focus on a different member of the Beatles. McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
You know I named my Harry after George Harrison.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Harry's middle name is Harrison. And yes.
Wow.
I always thought George Harrison was the unsung hero of the band. Mm. I like George.
Alrighty. Mentioned just before the break, the rate of inflation once again on the rise. Consumer prices jumped 2.7% compared to a year ago. That's according to new data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released today. The increase was in line with analysts' expectations, and the new data comes as the Fed is weighing an anticipated rate cut next week. And while inflation has cooled from its peak of over 9% from June 2022, it still remains just above the Fed's 2% target rate.
Okay, it's just to be just a little bit before 6 o'clock. Here, I want to kind of paint this picture for you. Christmas lights, caroling, just the whole tradition of Christmas. It's going down right now. You can find it at Christmas Radio 94.5.
Christmas, pause, song, radio, 94.5.
I learned that from the ESPN guy that does those pauses after his tag outs.
Oh, yeah, the Fox Sports guy. Yeah.
Get in the holiday spirit this season while running your errands, going home from work, or just hanging out with the family and friends. So whether you are into the Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, turn your radio to Pensacola Christmas Radio, pause, 94.5.
There you go. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.